Welcome to Commons and Chronicles, the podcast where we talk about all the best Creative Commons and reusable open game license content. If you need resources for your creative writing, game design, or you just love lore, Commons and Chronicles is for you. Hi everyone, this is Klaatu. We're in the lawful neutral alignment now, and the first goddess we'll look at is Ithria. Ithria. Ithria is known as the Old Mother Owl, or the Blinding Wind, or the Sea Singer, and all of those will make more sense once we start to delve into her lore. She is the goddess of birds, the sea, and winter. Common worshippers of Ithria are druids, fishermen, and hunters. She is, as I said, lawful neutral, and her domains are air, animal, water, and weather. Her subdomains are feather, ice, storms, and wind. Her favored weapon is the pilum, which is a kind of javelin with a crooked tip. And her favorite animals are the gear falcon, the snowy owl, and the whale. Her legend is kind of complex because she actually covers, at least from my perspective, quite a wide range of elements, although they are, I mean, it's a common element, but they don't always go together in my head anyway. So Ithria is a goddess with three different aspects. So she appears sometimes as a young virtuoso, other times as an aged matriarch, and still other times as a seasoned warrior. She is considered to be timeless, and her connection to the land suggests possibly that she was an elemental that predates time. So in her first form, she is the Sea Singer, and she's served by whales and seals and dolphins and other aquatic mammals who teach her followers to be aware of their surroundings and to learn how to harvest the crops of the sea, such as the fish. Her second form is Mother Owl, and she appears to her faithful in this form to offer warnings or to provide prophecies, or to give them instructions in the secret magic of storm and sea, or to gather news from all the birds of the world. And then finally, her third form is the Queen of the Blinding Wind. And in this form, she conjures storms to test her followers, or to punish the foolish, or occasionally to aid mortals. And it's important to note that her wind form, or any form that she takes, is not just confined to one climate, so she's just as well known for blizzards and snowstorms as she is for tropical hurricanes or just a blustery day. She is a little bit of a harsh mistress, though. Her church teaches that change is just an illusion. The apparent chaos we find in nature is actually an intricate web of predictable patterns that only the truly wise can read. So she might test her chosen people with blizzards, but what it really is a comforting blanket for those clever enough to have prepared for its inevitable arrival. The servants of Ithria include clerics, druids, rangers, and those that inhabit the Northlands. There are three primary orders in the structure of her church. First, there's the Order of the Singing Whale. These are the ranger guides, community leaders, and others devoted to the Sea Singer. The Order of the Snowy Owl serves Mother Owl as a spy network that uses animals, druids, and rangers to see whether mortals have abided by Ithria's will. And finally, the Order of the Gear Falcon is dedicated to the Queen of the Blinding Wind and is composed of paladins and mounted warriors who serve as agents of her tests, as well as her displeasure. They monitor proper use of birds and animals, and also serve as advisors to chieftains or guardians or oracles or pilgrims of Ithria. Her temples and monasteries are built of native rock and are painted a stark white, no matter what they're surrounding. The religious rituals that a cleric of Ithria would carry out would certainly include a set of sacred songs called the Wintry Hymns. There's also a holy text, and the orders of her clerics and druids and rangers and oracles would use this book to pass along knowledge about the birds and beasts and storms and other divine secrets. A cleric would probably sing a song from this text in order to prepare spells for the oncoming day. There are some religious traits. There is hallowed patience. Your recollection of the wintry hymns grants you a +2 bonus on survival checks to predict and deal with weather and terrain hazards, and a +1 trait bonus on knowledge nature checks. One of these skills is a class skill for you. Peace of Winter's Night. Your faith in the goddess gives you strength to resist. Once per day, when you are rendered blind, checked by wind, deafened, fatigued, sickened, shaken, or frightened, you can call on Ithria to delay the effect's onset for one round as an immediate action. I find Ithria intriguing because her domain covers not only the ocean, but the wind itself, so it's such an all-encompassing kind of domain. I mean, there's ocean over most of any given inhabited planet, and there is wind coming off of those oceans nonstop. Living in Wellington, New Zealand, I get a lot of that wind here, so it's kind of interesting to me that Ithria is the goddess of all of that, no matter what region. But she does seem to be quite popular among the Northlands and within the snowy regions. And to be honest, that is one of my favorite settings, the icy wasteland, whether it's Hoth or Narnia or Spock trapped on prehistoric Earth. It's just something that I've always kind of been intrigued by. Or maybe I just like snow a lot, I'm not sure. And that's the cool thing about wind, especially, I think, that there can be so many things born on the wind. So you could be a worshipper of Ithria, but you could take your pick among elements. It wouldn't have to just be water and snow on that wind. It could be feasibly something else. So that could be fun to play around with, too. That's it for this episode. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check back. We'll continue down the path of lawful neutral. That's it for this week's episode. Thank you very much for listening. My name is Klaatu. You can reach me via email at klaatu@member.fsf.org. You can also usually catch me in IRC as not Klaatu. I'm on the Freenode network. Thank you very much for listening, and I'll talk to you next time.